travel beyond the illusion. What is the mirror of your life reflecting around you now, and what does it mean? Master Lady Kara Ra leads you on a journey of enlightened perspectives as she weaves together the elements waiting to be revealed and often not seen. A fascinating and dynamic hour that will leave your heart smiling and your soul singing. And of course, Kara Ra's famous mini soul readings. Be sure to call in. And now, here is Master Lady Kara Ra.
Well, namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to Soul Mirrors. What's reflecting in your life? You know, is that not the question of the moment and always? Here we are at this extraordinary up-level experience of everything coming before us. And let's just face it, can we all just take a breath here? Has it been a day or what? Today really opened up an energy that was saying, pay attention and find the compassion in every moment. Be here, be up, be in that up-level energy. And in harmony with that up-level energy and taking our action forward, we are so excited here at Soul Mirrors to be broadcasting for the first time from bbsradio.com, where you can see us on Station 1. We are also video broadcasting at BBS Radio and monitoring an 800 number call board, guys. So write this down, 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008, where you can call in, speak with our producer, and get staged to say hello while we are on the air. Of course, our main call board, 517-208-1500, is also open, 517-208-1500. And we want to give a big shout out to everyone over at all the YouTube channels. I believe that we are broadcasting our video this evening, not only at bbsradio.com, we're also broadcasting at YouTube, Official Sri and Kara, and YouTube Oneness Talk Radio. And hello over to onenesstalkradio.com and all of you that are in the chat rooms. Thank you for supporting us, and to the over 120 affiliates that are carrying us, including iHeartRadio. We are happy in this up-level moment for this little mini miracle to manifest. And guys, we are at a moment where, let's face it, COVID is everywhere. It doesn't matter what you do, where you are, who you're with, it's everywhere. And the key is it what you are focused on or what is focusing on you? And this is a discernment that we're going to unwrap a lot more, because in the moment right now, and if you're on our email list, you already saw this in the e-card, we are at a moment where COVID-19, so imagine this as a pyramid of delusion, okay? I want you to imagine this as a pyramid of delusion. And this pyramid of delusion right now is being held together by three things. It's being held together by COVID-19. It's being held together by the 5G vibrational frequency of the planet. And believe it or not, what's keeping it from falling apart is the fifth dimension. And we're going to talk about why that makes so much sense. And if you want to understand more about this model and how all this information came in, then please, with all my heart and soul, and for also the higher reasons, be with this community this coming Thursday night, March 19th, on the Equinox. Please join us at 6 p.m. Pacific time. And all you need to do to join us is go to sriandkara.com, scroll on the homepage, and you'll see a big blue box that says hashtag lineage holder. And, you know, I received a wonderful email. We receive a lot of emails, but a wonderful email around this from someone who said, I'm so glad you're holding this emergency lineage holder gathering. And it really hit me that in many ways, he's right. It really is. And so come join us on the Equinox for about an hour as we come together as hashtag lineage holders to call in the momentum of balance back into our planet. Because the energies that are floating through our world right now, remember, guys, we're in the waning moon, right? We just had that big full moon, so now we're waning. And let us not forget that when we hit the new moon on March 24th, which is next week's show, be here. We are going to be doing a live, absolute incredible attunement and movement through that energy. This illuminated full moon is a micro full moon. So remember, if you've been watching our other shows, you would already have seen that I've chatted about this. We had this big, huge, first of three, super full moon open right now in this month, and it was the up level for March. And March only had one up level, and wow, given the radiation and the way things are shifting, I mean, our world is shifting. You know, I was telling somebody 2 days ago, our world was shifting day by day. And by today, our world is shifting by the minute. And so we are in that constant cycle of ascended consciousness, awareness, experience, choice. And it's about getting our consciousness right in front of us. So on the 24th, we are going to project ourselves into from this huge, super full moon that we were waxing. And now we're kind of waning. Into on the 24th, 1 week from today, it is the only watch date that was inserted into the up-level calendar on behalf of all humanity for the year. So, and it is a micro new moon from the super full moon. Imagine how closed down. Look at how that focus is changing from the wide angle lens of the enlightened perspective all the way down to your face is so far in front of it, you can't discern what is what anymore. And so in the energy of this moment right now, there are three things that you need to remember, be aware of, and understand how they do connect. And that is number one, first and foremost, this virus, this experience. The entire planet is virusing. Now, we'll get into all of this when I bring in our extraordinary co-host for tonight, who I am so eager to bring in. And so we're going to go into that more when I bring her in. And then the next thing we're going to talk about is the 5G effect and how the virus and the 5G effect are actually amplifying each other. Because the 5G, and Sri and I have talked about this extensively, we're going to talk about it more tonight. You can actually, when we were in India, it was when I actually had my first experience of this. So Sri and I were in India. We were traveling on our way to Varanasi, and we were driving through an area where, I kid you not, I was like staring at the antennas. I mean, the car was no more than maybe, I don't know, maybe 100 feet from these antennas. When I took off my protective scarf, because I was really curious, because my protective scarf was working so well, now I was right up next to it, that I was hearing the faint tones and the pitches, and I was starting to feel a little nauseous. But when I took the scarf off, it was like sitting in the middle of a symphony of interference. And it was so horrible that it was clear to me that the only way you could live that close to that energy and be in that energy every day, you would have to completely shut off your fifth, your sixth, your seventh, and your eighth chakra. No way. Otherwise, you'd be in too much pain. So the other thing you could do is if you were trying to keep that level of vibration, your body would collapse because you would be needing to use all of your energy to stay in that level of vibration. And so that was the first time I was really stunned and grateful for the experience of how profoundly influencing this 5G energy is. So we're going to be talking about that tonight and my personal experiences with that, Tree's personal experiences with that, and what we know through our own experience is absolutely true, and through the confirmation of all of the beautiful beings that we are blessed to and honored to be with. And then we're going to talk about the fifth dimension, because this is extremely important. Remember that March is the first month of the 2020 year where we have opened up this very over, like kind of like an overflowing well of visionary transformation through timeline adaptation. And this is why tonight's graphic, you see all those beautiful rays of light? I'll just move away for a second. When we give ourselves the gift of becoming the pillar of light, then all of the timelines open before us. We have our primary timeline. You see that? That's that illumination that we're calling in. And through our presence and our unity, we are able to ignite others who then keep holding each other. Remember, we all have each other's hand. And so when you consider that this is your moment of saying yes, and what is happening, 2020 is the year of perfect balance. The equinox is the first moment of balance that we will get out of two this year. This is a moment to say yes to balance. When we can say yes to balance, we release the judgment that seeks to change things. Remember that even though, and it doesn't mean you approve of it, doesn't mean you think it's okay, but it's when we call forward our judgments that we feel the need to change or need to control. And when we can simply call in the balance, what our heart is saying is, I have room for all to have their experience. Yet we have the ability to be able to create the life of our dreams. It is within us. And it is just a little too perfect that in one of the greatest up-level moments in known, far beyond known history, in one of those greatest up-level moments, we are now seeing the greatest, I call them cinder blocks tied to your soul's energy that are just trying to pull you down and say, no, 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 no. And so all of this plays together. All of this is important to pay attention to because, as I mentioned when we opened the show today, this is a moment where the densified realm is going to throw everything at you. I mean, with everything it's got. And the tantrum is now being contained. I mean, this morning, Sri and I woke up. It was kind of funny. Yesterday, we had a conversation very early yesterday morning, about 5 a.m. And I looked at Sri and I said, look, whatever we think we're going to need, you better send Bria to Cuenca today because Sri and I are already not going because of reasons that are pretty obvious. And I shared with him yesterday, I said, I just had this feeling we're going into shutdown. Well, sure enough, this morning we wake up to a notice. We had to send everybody home who works here at Tosa Blue Mountain. Everybody is on a 1 week quarantine to your immediate little village area. And our immediate little village is not the big town of Paute. It's this little town up here called Jinquir, which is our official canton. And trust me, there's nothing there. There's not even a store. So it's a moment where every day is inviting you into your mastery presence. Every day things are going to shift. Every day things are going to be different. But if we can come together and look at all of the timelines while holding our timeline steady, that's what ignites that fifth dimensional energy. And this is why it's so important. And so speaking of ignitions, I do want to go ahead and welcome in our absolutely amazing co-host this evening. And let me tell you a little bit about her. And for all of you holding on the phone lines, both over in the 800 number and right here, we absolutely will be getting to you. I want to get our beautiful co-host in, enjoy this conversation, and then we're going to be moving forward, guys. We'll get to as many of you as you can. So let me share a little bit with you about this extraordinary woman. Christina Jobe, I had the pleasure of meeting for the first time here at Tosa Blue Mountain Sanctuary. She came with her amazing beloved Ben, and really, it was just love at first sight. I mean, this is one of those beings that radiates presence, that is clear, that knows, that is focused, and that has really taken the leap into the trust of who she is. And I was just totally blown away by who she is, and she brought me these beautiful gifts and gave me an amazing card and so many other things. And when she returned to Tosa Blue Mountain, because many people who come to Tosa Blue Mountain the first time realize I should have stayed a lot longer. And so when she returned, it was at a moment where Sri and I were working on the 5G project. Sri and I have been on this for a while. We were very clear that this is what was going after, and we're going to talk more about this evening. And we had kept trying to put it together. We had come about three quarters of the way, and it kept getting blocked. And it happened to be exactly when Christina was here. And I had no idea this woman is, and she should be up there strutting around with all the other designers. I mean, I had no idea who she was or her background or her history, and happened to be talking about this project. And that's how Aura Energy Shield was birthed, through the blessing of right here, Tosa Blue Mountain, and the blessing of not giving up on something, of saying, okay, it's not working this way. I'm putting it out there and saying, look, if you want this to continue, here is what I need. And the universe delivered in spades when it comes to Christina. Christina has a rich background in business. She's smart. She's savvy. She's gorgeous. And so I think we just need to get her on in here. And so I'm promoting her to panelists. She's going to be here any minute, guys. Are you excited? I am. There she is. Hey, sweetie. You're muted.
Okay.
There we are. Hi. Namaste. Welcome, welcome.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me on today. Oh my goodness.
It's exciting.
I love your background.
Is this the coolest? Don't we love this, right? When we hold presence, when we are the light, we ignite all possibilities and everything else births. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool too. Thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh, I am honored. And I, you know, as you were sharing at the beginning and just all throughout this time, I couldn't help but think earlier today that the very, very thing that's being attacked is also the very thing that we need to eject. And you hear people talking about CMEs, coronal mass ejection, whatever, whatever. Wow, you want to get past all of this? Go past the seventh chakra. Go into that eighth chakra. Go beyond it. Go into your pillar.
Yeah. Well, and here's the key. Number one, that you're affirming that you're doing that and that it's even in your consciousness to do. And I think this is one of the things that's really been very present in this conversation that I'm witnessing as well, is that so many are being influenced by so many that they've lost who their own voice is. Are you noticing that at all?
Absolutely. I'm noticing that everybody is kind of experiencing everybody else's experience. And as I was reflecting on that, I noticed, well, I've been a very happy person most of my life. And when I fell, I guess, victim, you know, talk about victim consciousness, sometimes it takes the best of us out. And it tried real hard to get me a long time ago. But when I realized that I was letting everybody else's voices, everybody else's opinions overrule mine, and the last time I remember experiencing it was actually through the 9/11 experience. And
I've heard this mentioned by a lot of people.
Yeah, and it blew me away, the juxtaposition between what we are experiencing now and what happened then. And I know that my presence, my response is that much more conscientious, available for moving through each moment. And yes, we are at a moment-to-moment basis. It's not daily. It's not hourly. It's minute-to-minute.
So let's breathe in that for a minute. And so first and foremost, in this minute, I have to just say, love the Cloudbusters in the living room. Okay, I'm digging that you're in your living room, not with one, but two. I'm digging that. I'm seeing the orgone up on the shelf, just loving the environment. You are taking nothing to chance, and I'm just giggling. And I'm giggling because I have to admit, the big orgone, the big cloudbuster you have there in the corner, the real tall one, Sri Ramka built one of those when we lived at Tosa Ranch. And, you know, that's where we had all the black helicopters visiting us, and they were pulling the machine guns and all the other stuff. And we have the pictures and the film of it. And it, part of it, I think, was because they knew we had that thing going. We had that. We had an 18-foot tall giant Merkaba with a double spiral that you walked into. We had the 22-foot tall pyramid. I mean, we were definitely not quiet, you know. But what's interesting to me is that we are at a moment where the virus, I want to jump into this, okay, where the virus is forcing everyone to, in many respects, be quiet. You know, so there are so many levels to what's happening right now. And one of the gifts is that for many, they're going to have more time, maybe to sleep, maybe to eat a little better at home, maybe to connect with people, maybe to get a little more tactile in what they're doing. You know, certainly the internet is here and it's going to be a blessing for everybody. However, the virus energy seems to be spreading in direct relationship with the fear and paranoia I see around it. And certainly that's been my experience down here and in a limited witnessing I see. And I'm just curious if you've noticed any effect with the fear energy and the rising tide of almost terror energy around what's happening.
Yeah, absolutely. And I found it fascinating, the announcement for this show, mm-hmm. COVID-19, 5G, and 5D. Mm-hmm. And COVID is a five-letter word. And so I started looking at this 555 thing with a friend of mine earlier today. We were actually working on getting our orders out.
Oh, well, we're going to talk about the gorgeousness sitting on your shoulders for sure.
Thank you.
You are welcome. And,
but that five energy, well, my goodness, that is so much.
Well, you've got, yeah, go, please, keep going.
So there's a harmonic.
Yeah.
There's a harmonic. And you mentioned that there's noise, there's disturbance, there's discordance, dissonance, there's energy waves and sound waves and fields of vibrations that are bombarding us.
Yeah.
You could hear the 5G humming above your head. I mean, you know, sometimes we hear electricity moving
right.
through the power lines. Well, this is a whole nother frequency. Trees can stop it.
Yep.
Metal can stop it. Mm-hmm. And that's why, you know, the shielding works. It's Faraday type fabric. The technology has come very far.
Yeah.
But it is really a grand symphony. And we're looking at how do we create our own noise canceling headphones that push it back.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly, that is like the best description ever, is the noise canceling headphone. And I love that. And, you know, this is one of the reasons with the 5G is that when people start being paranoid, when people are afraid, when people are angry, when people are fixated on conspiracy, and let's face it, this is just feeding even more fixation. You know, earlier today, I saw an email that passed through that really was inviting people to pray themselves out of fear. And here's where I'm going to go with this, okay? And forgive me for those of you that are going to get mad at me. That is victim consciousness. I am going to pray that God releases my fear means I'm not going to do anything for me except pray. And while I 100 and with all my heart percent know the power of prayer, Sri is alive because of it, to invite that to be the only means of redemption is to actually, quite frankly, bind to the energy of the victim that called it in. Now, how's that feeling for you, Christina? Did I just blow you away?
Well, I have contemplated this many times mm-hmm. because, yes, it is in a way a victimness if you don't take action with that prayer.
Right. Exactly.
You know, if you want to be empowered, if you pray, you know, which if you think even just about the word pray, you think, oh, well, there's a wolf going to eat a rabbit.
Oh, yeah. It's a petition. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
But if you are making a petition to ask for assistance from the divine, and then you take an action step. Now, exactly. That's when I think you take matters. You're not just sitting there in victim consciousness. You are actually showing, hey, I'm moving forward. I'm not waiting for something to happen to me. I'm going to push forward on this, one foot in front of the other.
And you know, as you're sharing that, what I was experiencing as I was kind of like diving into the background again, what I was experiencing as you were sharing that is that when we offer the prayer from that space of sincerity, love, and presence, then when you stand up to take the action, you're standing up with this army around you, right? You're not in this alone. But what you're also saying is, I also acknowledge and say yes to the master within to have this inspiration that will come in through the sincerity, love, and presence. You know, sincerity, love, and presence can be expressed in so many different ways. And mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that was interesting was a lot of this is around 5G. And okay, mm-hmm. we're going to have to pray it away. Well, I'm sorry, it won't pray away. It's not going to do it because it's not in the realm where that type of harmony can be received. Remember that everything is vibration. So a prayer that goes out with a sincerity, love, and presence is vibrating at a totally different frequency than a prayer that goes out with, God damn it, God, if you want me to believe in you, then you better do this for me right if and now. You know, that's a little different. And so it's not that there's one that's wrong or one that's not. It's just that they're at a different frequency. So you can't expect them to respond the same way. And this seems to be the way of density. We're always going to have this rich, wonderful, all-encompassing expression, right? We're all going to have that. Yet, when we lift into that fifth dimensional frequency, what we're really saying is, I'm ready to keep the wide-angle lens. I love that prayer as much as I love that prayer. But we are not the God. We are the creators, but we are not the God. Or at least that's how I experience it. And so with the 5G bombardment, with the victim consciousness, with the, if all I have to do is this mentality, it would seem that without some form of divine intervention, of which I feel that some of that is happening right now, without some form of divine intervention, how do you break free of that? Because you're within the delusion of the delusion at that point.
Yeah, but we're all connected and we are the crystal. We don't have to have a crystal to radiate crystalline energies and frequencies. It's in our plasma. Mm-hmm. It's in our DNA. It's in our bone structures. We're connected. We are what somebody calls a morphogenetic field. Yeah. We can radiate that energy. You've even got the Living Ankh practice, which is super easy to lift through. And it also taps into that five energy. It flows the entire star of who we are. And when you think about all of the elements, the compact elements that make up our living structures, we are not disempowered by this. As a matter of fact, we are empowered by it. Now, a thing like this, this helps give us a little break, a reprieve, so we're not having to conscientiously thinking about it all the time. If we carry a crystal, you know, this, we attune to this because it's in our aura, it's in our subtle field. And but it's not that we pray to the crystal. It's not that we worship it. You know, it's just that we align to the frequency of it.
This is the conversation, right? It's about aligning to the frequencies. And this is where you look at something like the frequency of a virus, right? Very density, very much about density. The frequency of 5G, which is very much about dampening density. You know, it's really very much about, let me keep you down here, right? And let's push it really down. And then let's wrap a little fear and terror energy around it and keep everybody back in their root chakra where they're just worried about basic necessities. And it's a pretty interesting reflection. It's a pretty interesting soul mirror. So what you're sharing is exactly what the 5D experience is inviting us to lift up into through this experience right now. And I think, and I want to talk about the Makana you're wearing, and you have a few other things I want to talk about. So I, with all my heart and soul, you heard me talk about India. When I was in India, because here in Ecuador, we don't have this type of bombardment at all. And so I know it's like, wow. but I was wearing the Makana like you're wearing right now, which is the outer scarf that you have on, which are made by our beautiful local indigenous women right here in Gualaceo, Ecuador, which is about 20 minutes from me. And isn't that gorgeous? And then what we've done is on the inside, this is what Christina's talking about, you know, that's
the silver lining,
right? And that's pure spun silver. And what happened was that's what I was wearing in India. With most of us in the bus, we all were like, you know, and it was fabulous. It really was. I want to talk though about, you also have, show us the baseball cap. I am in love with the baseball cap. Check this out, guys. Is that slick? All right, come into the camera so we can see the logo. This is AES. This is the logo for Aura Energy Shield. Imagine wearing that baseball cap. And Christina, that's fully lined. Look at that, guys. It's all 5G lining. You see that? All 5G. So you put that baseball cap on. You have absolutely taken care of your fifth, your sixth, seventh, and eighth because of the way the brim and the cap is. And you see the scarf? Now, the scarf, of course, you know, a long time fave for me, but show us the new scarf. I haven't even seen this one in person yet. You have it underneath. Yes, I'm excited.
It's nice and dressy and thin. I'm going to get untangled from my headphones here.
And it's gorgeous.
Beautiful edging.
Wow. Stunning.
Yeah, and it's long. It's I think 19 inches wide, and nice. The back of it kind of has a gold sheen, but it is double-sided silver.
Nice.
So when it's on top of your clothes, especially if you're wearing anything that has cotton or silk or natural materials in it, it's already going to create an orgone generating type of fabric.
This is mind blowing to me. Aren't we blessed that there are things we can do? Now, Christina, I know that there's places people can grab these, and you brought some coupon codes tonight. So, guys, go check out AuraEnergyShield.com and tell them how they can get a discount. Because, guys, you've got to check out this stuff. Sri and I, anytime we leave Tosa Blue Mountain, first thing we grab is our Aura Energy Shield. So, and so share with us how they can get their discounts.
So if you want to purchase any of these items, then you can go to AuraEnergyShield.com and you can use the code SOUL, S-O-U-L, 10 for a 10% discount.
Woo-hoo.
And it works on everything across the board except for the Aura Luxe Shawl. And the reason for it is I only have 10 of these because we were really just prototyping with this fabric to see if it was any good. And
it is.
It's beautiful.
I can tell just by looking at it.
Yeah. And so we were like, okay, we'll go with it. We've got some more on order.
Wonderful.
But for now, we've got the 10 of these. And actually, I've already sold 3. So if this is something that you have to have right now, it's thin. It's great for business. I know a lot of people aren't going into the office, but look at me. I'm video conferencing. This is how the whole world is getting business done.
If we all look as good as you, I'll be happy.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
We all look as good as you, I'll be happy.
Oh, bless your heart.
And then you put your jammy pants. You can put this over your jammy pants, to be honest, and nobody would know that you are wearing your jammy pants because it looks so dressy.
That's true.
I would wear this to the opera. And I would wear it to a ball game.
Yeah, so would I. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I just love, love, love everything about it. And, you know, speaking of love, 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 we have so many people that are waiting to talk to us tonight. And I'm going to run over to our 800 number first at bbsradio.com. And I'm going to say hi to Binar from Florida. Hey, namaste. Welcome, beloved one. Well, okay, I guess we're not able to be with you right now. Let's go to another line over there. We're going to go to Hawaii. Love Hawaii and say hi to April. Namaste, April. Welcome.
Dinar is with us. Forgive us. Dinar,
welcome.
Hello? Hi. I thought I heard a hello. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
We are well.
Oh, okay. I'm so glad to be on the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to have you.
Thank you, Kira. And also so glad that Sri is still with us in body. I'm so glad, Sri. So, so happy. And Kira, also, I've been following you for years and years. And today, I just feeling that my guys want to tell me something about your mini soul reading. So I don't know if you have something to tell me because I'm feeling something. I don't know if you can read it or see something, feeling something, and I really appreciate it.
Oh, well, first of all, sweetheart, yes, I know Christina is too. I can tell just by her energy field. I want you to bring your hands to your heart center. As I'm connecting with you, I'm feeling this deep, deep energy. It's deep in your physical heart area, the left side of the chest. And that's what calls me to you first. And then as I connect with that energy through you, I see what looks like the god Neptune. I mean, this huge Neptune energy coming up out of the ocean. And he's got his arms straight up, blue, 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 blue color. His arms are straight up. And then it's like he gets as tall as he can. And then he's looking down at you and he points at you and he says, arise, enough with this. It is your time. And that is what he wants you to hear. And forgive me if that was forceful. That was really how he wanted that delivered. I'm actually out of breath. I need a minute. Christina, is there anything you would like to share while I get my breath back? Wow.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, how it's always perfect how the first person that gets on the call is carrying energy for the collective. And I feel this tightness in my jaw, almost like I blew up way too many balloons. And it's like my eustachian tube feels clogged up. And I'm going to say throat chakra all the way. We all have a truth moment. And thank you, because this is, let's speak our truth. Let's carry it forward.
All right, let's do it. We love you, sweetheart. I'm so glad you got on the air.
Oh, Kira, we love you too. Three, thank you so much, and God bless you.
Oh, and God bless you. And Shree's right here waving, my love. Namaste. Namaste. All right, let's run over to the other call board here. And we have all these people that are hanging out. And hey, I've got just a New York, New York. Let's try New York, New York. Hey, New York, New York. Welcome.
Kira, how's it going? Hi, Christina.
Hey, sweetheart. It's going really well. You are just awesome. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Yeah, you are.
I was just chiming in. So I wanted to say that since December, I've felt something coming up this year. You know, I just had that feeling. Like, I had this very long discussion with a family member, and I said, hey, like, you know, something's going to pop off next year, and I'm not sure what it is. It's like my soul knows something that I physically don't know, and how I know it, I don't know. So it's like a paradox.
It is.
But at this point, you know, like, everything that's going on, like, I feel as if nothing's going on. Literally, is that even normal?
Yeah.
Like, you know how Christina says, oh, you need noise canceling. I feel like I have some sort of noise canceling without any kind of protection, and I just feel okay. I just feel
awesome.
Happy. I just feel like I can help other people right now, because, you know, if I go to the market, like, I see craziness everywhere. I'm like, I wanted to see if you guys had anything to say for me. Is that normal? I have a crystal here. I have a moldavite that I use.
Right on.
And I wanted to know how I can activate it, how, if there's any other crystals that other people can, you know. Like, this isn't just for me. I'm trying to say this is for, like, everyone. So,
well,
that's like a two-part thing, if you can help me out with that.
Oh, Angel, first and foremost, yes, yes, and yes. And so, I first of all want to share with you that bring your crystal to your third chakra right now and just kind of let it hang there. You know, just hold it there. And first thing I want to share with you is there are many of us that are feeling exactly the way you feel. It is 100% normal, because what is normal? The first thing is to let go of that definition of normal. You know, when we lift up into our ascended consciousness, when we lift up into the divine presence of who we are, when we radiate that, and I love that you're on this evening's show, then we become that one, right, who's carrying that pillar to help others radiate as well. And so, you know, in the world that Christina and I play in, it's very common, it's very normal. In the world that many are in density right now, it's what they would define as the exact opposite of that. You know, it's very much about density sanity and ascended sanity. You know, to the one who is in density sanity, ascended insanity looks insane. To the one who's in ascended sanity, they understand the insanity of density sanity, but they do not judge it. We all must walk through those moments. And so you, my angel, are being invited to expand even more. And I want to honor the, I'm saying this to help other people. Are there other things I can do? And I'm going to defer over to Christina, because she's got a lot to say about that. However, what I will share with you, my angel, as far as you, take a little more time with your crystals on your third chakra, breathe in, and really go deeper. You're capable. You're able. There's a lot of options around you. And it's very much right now, there's a very interesting kind of tug of war going on in your third chakra. And this is that moment. And so the more that you give yourself that gift of connection, the faster all of these beautiful blessings that you're ready to manifest for the world, and you are manifesting them, and it's the faster they'll come in. And so, Christina, would you like to share or add to that?
Yes, absolutely. Being in that zero point field sometimes, or that zero point energy where you're in neutral, divine observer, observer neutrality, that can feel a little strange for people, especially when there's so much chaos and warbling experiences swirling around in other people's energy fields. But you know, we do. We hold that light. Third chakra, create, dream big, use those crystals to draw in more expanded energy into your field. And then you radiate that out. You fill your cup so that it overflows, and then you can help fill other cups. Yes, woo, absolutely.
Well, let's have a party with those cups. Thank you, my love. We're so glad we had this time with you.
I just wanted to also chime in. I just wanted to say a last thing. So, you know how people are really blowing this out of proportion? Like, there are so many other things that are, like, more important, and
that's
then
true.
People don't wish to look at it that way. So I feel like me saying, okay, COVID-19, not a big deal. There are people dying of hunger every day. There's,
exactly.
there's millions of people that die, and they've already died, and it's, like, that's the thing, but...
Angel, I'm sorry we lost you. I do want to share with you that yes, yes, and yes again, absolutely true. The distraction energy right now is exactly what this virus is feeding on. This goes back to the fear. This goes back to the anger. You know, one of my favorite quotes from the Divine Directors, when people are afraid, they will give away their power. When people are terrified, they will give away their soul. And so that's what we're seeing right now. We are seeing things that are happening on a soul level. There is an imbalance. And this is why, how blessed are we that the equinox is just 2 days away. And so the entire planet is saying, I will present myself in balance. Would you like to dance with me? And I'm saying, yes, turn on the music. And so please join us this Thursday, March 19th on the equinox, as together as hashtag lineage holder, we will dive into the current timeline. We're going to slide through it. We're going to go together. We will transcend this and restore balance. We are not here to interfere. We are not here to command a change. We are here to restore the balance, because that is what this co-creation is all about. It is always going to be about light, dark, up, down, north, south, east, west. And so I appreciate this so much. I know, Christina, you do too. Christina, should we say hi to somebody else?
Absolutely.
All right, we got so many people here. All right, so where are we going now? Okay, I am going to take us. Hey, you want to go to Mount Shasta? All right, here we are. We are in Mount Shasta. I know, it's like, yeah, there's hard duty. Hi, Mount Shasta. Namaste.
Namaste to both of you. Wow. This is my first time to be in your show, and it's so much awesome reflections, and everything that you're saying was like with deep, deep resonance. So I'm so grateful to be here tonight, and I just want to hear from you if you could pick up any reflections, vibrations.
My honor. Oh, absolutely. First of all, I want you to take a really deep breath. I want you to go in through your nose, consciously in through the nose. I want you to bring it way down and really let it out. Yeah, let's do that again. I want you to go in through the nose.
Okay.
And we can all do this together, guys. Let's go in. Way down. Yeah. So yeah, do it again. As you're diving into this breath, it's like I have to close my eyes to connect with you, because your energy field shows up like a star field. So I see you as this like star field, and you're like this beautiful gossamer energy of all of these stars with the most beautiful smile. Oh my gosh. And this long flowing starry hair. And it's like, you're looking at me and it's like, you're saying, shh, come. And you're pointing, and I'm like, okay, you know, what are we to see right now? And she's literally opening up. So imagine, see, whatever, we're in the star field. And I think this is happening for everyone as they're tracking with this in their own star field. And this beautiful you is literally taking, it's her left hand, and you're like swooping, and it's like the whole star field is being swept away, and she's showing me dawn, and it's bright light. We're in a mountainous area. It's beautiful. And you are sitting on the top of the mountain with tears streaming down your eyes in lotus posture, and your eyes open, and you gaze at me and say, I remember. And my crown chakra right now is, it feels like there's thousands of little stars tickling it. And they're saying, sit with us in the calm retreat of the recesses of that which you already know. Take our hands again and arise. It is our time.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, thank you so much. I just want to hear that. I was like going through a lot, but yet, yes, it's a pathway of remembrance. I was in your website today, Christina, and looking at the postings, and I'm glad I did. And it's awesome to be here, really, and so grateful, very, very grateful.
Thank you, honey. Thank you for giving that attunement to all of us. I'm still recuperating. Thank you for the blessing of you and being on the planet. And I hope you join us Thursday night as well. We love you. Thank you for calling in. Yay! Bye, honey.
Yay.
Bye-bye. Wow, Christina, how you doing? I have to admit I'm recuperating a little bit right now. How are you doing?
Horrible.
Extremely, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Not just me.
No, I'm blown away. There is so much to that is gorgeous. I was feeling the tingles and the attunement. And it made me think about how when we raise above the crown, which is the corona, and we go into that eighth chakra, we also open up this area behind our head and then the star consciousness as well. And we create the star through our Merkaba, our vehicle. And it happens within our head. It happens between all the glands. It happens through our subtle energy fields. And it connects us to all of those upper dimensional layers and levels.
Exactly.
And that's the portal to go in through that area. That's why it's under attack, I think.
Oh, it's exactly why it's under attack. And that's the reason why the 5G is part of that pyramid I was talking about, or excuse me, the 5D, because what many people misunderstand, and understandably so, is that the fifth dimension actually has strata. And so the entry levels of the fifth dimension are actually eroding right now. They're there, but because the fourth dimensional astral interference is so rich, because it literally is having a buffet on the fear. I mean, it just comes right in. It sucks on your fear, and it will say anything, do anything to keep you in fear because they love it. They're so hungry. And so it's like the way the entry experiences of the fifth dimension are feeling right now to me is they almost feel like they're smoky. It's almost like they're disintegrate. It's they're there, but there's nothing that's going to keep you there. So in order to be in the fifth dimension, there's a lot of people in this smoky realm of the fifth dimension that are actually getting there through fourth dimensional flattery. And then the 5G keeps them stuck right there. And that's why it's the pyramid, because you have the 5G, you have the 5D, and then you have this virus that's saying, oh yeah, let's make this really hard to escape. And so in order to stay in those really anchored realms of the fifth dimension, it really begins with compassion for ourselves. And we are at a moment where compassion is also saying, I trust myself enough to love myself enough. And you're exactly right, Christina. That's why we're under attack. Because we want the energy and the attack. I don't want to go into conspiracy or anything. What I'm sharing with you guys is that you can disengage this like this. What are you watching? What's got your attention? And Thursday night, you know, Christina, I don't know if I shared this with you. Right before Sheree and I went on the air on Saturday, this profound director's soulmate came through. And I was really in deep meditation. I knew people were having crises, getting lots of email from people. And I was like, help us help them. You know, we're so blessed to be here in this pure air and this beautiful space and this very like non-threatened country. How can we help more people? Because obviously that must be why we're being blessed, right? And this installment came through with five clear steps that are not saying ignore what's going on. They're saying dive into it, but here's how you want to walk through it. And that's what we're going to teach Thursday night. And then we're all going to dive through it together. Then we're going to go into the timeline and rebalance it. And so it's an exciting moment of this kind of energy. It's really extraordinary. And that's the attack. I just wanted to really come back to that with you, because the attack is after the energy. It's not after us.
Right.
It's after our ability to do this, because mm-hmm. everyone can do this. Everyone mm-hmm. can do this. And imagine if every one of us was doing this, how many of these become the next one? And then our hands start holding hands, and we have this outer perimeter, so to speak, that is holding this, but it has to happen in the fifth dimensional space, because in density, it's just too hard to hold it right now, because it would require all of your resources to hold it in density full time. That's our experience of it.
Yeah, absolutely. It is difficult because we're being bombarded constantly with things that we can't even see. And yes. and yet it's still a choice. That's the beauty of it. We have a choice to either, you know, fall victim to it or to do what we can in each and every single moment.
Yeah.
Do you get up in the morning? Do you make your bed? Do you do your self-care routine? Do you
Good
brush
question.
Your teeth? Do you floss them?
Yes.
Do you, like, I mean, there's so much that you can do that are the little things. Are you breathing deeply? Like, breath is one of the gateways to all of this anyway.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And then, you know, so then you empower yourself with these little tools where you can set it and forget it. You don't really have to think about the frequencies. You just, you know, but not everybody can afford it. So there's things like what you're doing. And I even offered a free online little, you know, Reiki attunement to my Facebook friends.
Nice.
And I just sat there for, funny thing, 55 minutes. We've got all these fives going here.
I love it. I love it.
And it helps. These little things that we can do for each other. Yeah. It's part of the sharing economy that we really can do what we have abundance and give it forth, pay it forward in some form.
Yes. And that's the gift of this moment, is it not? I mean, there are just so many beautiful things that we're being invited to do. Now, we've got 3 minutes left. Should we try to sneak somebody in for two of them?
Yes.
All right. Whoever we're picking on, you need to know it's got to be quick. All right. Where are we going here? It looks like we are going to, it looks like it is Houghton, Michigan, maybe? Namaste, Michigan. Welcome.
Hi, guys.
Hi, sweetheart. Welcome.
Hi. Namaste.
Namaste.
I am calling in for a mini soul reading. I feel like there's been lots lately birthing inside of me. It's been interesting. Quickly losing connections with people I usually spend time with. I'm also taking your class and Sheree's class, so there's lots Thank unfolding you. There and lots opening. They are beautiful, powerful, and mind-opening.
Thank you.
So I'm calling in for actually a mini soul reading for myself, and I actually have a very deep, deep connection with animals, and I noticed that animals, my dogs, are super affected by the energies on the planet right now.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I'm
they are.
If you also had any insight there.
All right, well, we have 1 minute left, and that includes saying goodbye. So I'm going to hang up on you right now. So keep listening. Sweetheart, first thing I'm going to share with you is, yes, the animals are responding. This energy is not mutually exclusive to humans. All beings, trees, plants, animals, everything is being affected. And the gift of that is it's the visual reminder of oneness. And that is the message for you. And the shortest thing, remember the oneness and you will find your answers. And Christina, we have about 5 seconds. What do you want to say?
I want to remind everybody, Soul 10. If you go to AuraEnergyShield.com, you can get a 10% discount. And I want to thank you for sharing your time, your love, your presence, your sincerity, your joy, and for just anchoring presence here with me and with all of us. Thank you. Namaste.
Oh, namaste. Thank you, my love. And to all of us here from the Soul Mirrors family to yours, what is your life reflecting? And may it always be sparkling. We love you.
Thank you for joining us. And be sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 p.m. for more adventures. You can learn more about Master Lady Kira Ra at shriandkira.com or visit their YouTube channel, Official Shri and Kira. May your heart in all ways know the master you are.